Sault Ste. Marie Mayor Matthew Shoemaker called tonight for Canadian retaliation against U.S. President Donald Trump's just-confirmed plan to impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imported to the United States. Steel tariffs failed in the past and will fail again, Shoemaker told Sue today, minutes after Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he will announce on Monday that the tariffs will be slapped on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico. They won't make America great again. They'll make America more expensive again. Retaliatory tariffs must be imposed to counter this reckless economic policy. At Algoma Steel, employees, suppliers, contractors, and customers are on both sides of the international bridge. These tariffs create uncertainty and disrupt a trade relationship that has long benefited both nations. The federal and provincial governments must respond to this senseless act of aggression, and the city of Sault Ste. Marie stands ready to support the actions of those governments in any way it can. Our economic future depends on it, the mayor said. Sault MP Terry Sheehan also responded to tonight's news, using social media. Workers in the Sault produce the best steel on the planet, the Liberal MP said. Steel used to make everything from armored vehicles to the Ambassador Bridge. When the U.S. slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum in 2018, we didn't blink. We won then. We'll win again, Sheehan said. This is the next 4 years, said Premier Doug Ford. Shifting goalposts and constant chaos, putting our economy at risk. I'm asking the people for a strong, stable, four-year mandate that outlasts the Trump administration to do whatever it takes, to always be ready to protect Ontario, Ford added. The New York Times is leading its coverage of President Trump's Sunday night tariff news with a photograph of a steelworker at Steel Speed's fabrication shop here in the Sault. At time of writing, it was the Times' lead story.